April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Sponsored by Hooters. Swing by to catch all the baseball action, ice cold beer, delicious wings, and world famous service. Happy hour is always happier at Hooters. Six items for just $6 every weekday. And I would imagine, Elliot, your reporting style, you would absolutely not say it was a no-hitter.
Absolutely not. You would respect it.
I'm firm in the camp of do not say it's a no-hitter while it's happening. Like, we can debate unwritten rule, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The fans enjoy it. It's fun. The whole joy of the no-hitter is everyone, you know, talking about it a little bit but not really saying anything. Da-da. Like, just coming out and saying it. All you're doing is ruining the fun for people. And I understand there's certain instances where you have to. Like, you know, if you're on radio, right, where you can't visually show it in a way. I know you have to find a way to be creative with it. But, you know, tweeting it, putting it on TV, the whole, like, fun part of a no-hitter is the lead-up of people realizing it's happening on their own and all those things. So I am firmly in the camp of do not say it's a no-hitter.
All right.
Well, I will also say Nola's no-hitter was about to be the fakest no-hitter of all time.
Right, which is why I didn't really even think it was going to happen.
Right. Think about this. He got two outs from violations. So he didn't even record the full amount of outs.
So does that count as a no-hitter if he gets two outs
I think
it's violations?
A discussion to be had. Because old no-hitters, they actually recorded 27 outs. You're not recording 27 outs if you get two violations.
There you go.
Oh, that doesn't count as a recorded out?
Well, it counts as a K, but I don't think it should count as a K. You're not striking the guy out. You're not even getting the guy out. The pitcher didn't earn it. That's what I mean. It's not an earned out.
It should be like indifference.
Yeah, I think the no-hitter ends once you get a violation. Because you certainly have not gotten 27 outs.
He's taking it to a whole new level.
So
does that mean that he's able to discuss it because it doesn't really count?
At that point, we can all agree. If we can all agree that we can discuss it. But I'm just saying, in all seriousness, if a perfect game before was 27 outs, what do you do now when you get multiple violations in a game?
It's not the same achievement.
Still a no-hitter.
That'd be like if saying a running back got 100 yards, but 10 of it was from a false start on the defense.
All right, what's more of a no-hitter? A combined no-hitter or a starting pitcher gets 25 outs but gets two violations?
I would say a combined no-hitter.
Oh, I'd say 20.
Because at least you recorded all the outs. You didn't record all the outs in the other one. You were given two outs. The whole part of the no-hitter is you recorded the 27 outs without giving up a hit, right?
Is it a no-hitter
when you get the first out in the ninth?
Is it a no-hitter when you get the first
out? No, because you haven't gotten 27 outs, right? You've only gotten 25 outs at that
point. No, I know, but what I'm saying is that at least you would have the starting pitcher in to where the mound celebration would be much different than the combined no-hitter, which is it's barely even a celebration.
Well, I agree it's barely a celebration, but I think had Nola gotten through with two violations last night and someone also got on because of an error, right? I think that's a little cheap as well. Like, the guy got a hit. But, so yeah, it was going to be a fake no-hitter.
I'm about to stab myself with a spoon. Just letting y'all know that.
What, so the offense can, I mean, the pitcher can only benefit from good defense, not bad defense? Like, if you're having a no-hitter and you give up a hit, right, and someone makes a great play in the outfield. That counts as an out for you, right?
Yeah. It does.
The pitcher doesn't get penalized when.
That's what I'm saying. But if the defense makes a mistake, the pitcher doesn't get penalized at all. He only benefits from good defense.
Right.
Well, no, in a perfect game scenario, it does, right? You can't have a perfect game if there's an out. He gets penalized then from an error because someone makes the – that's not his fault.
Right. I'm saying when the error happened last night, it basically ruined the no-hitter for me anyway, especially after the violation.
Yeah, he's basically saying it was over.
It was over for him at that.
It was also very NOLA to have a no-hitter 12 Ks and to almost blow the game at the same time.
Yeah, to be 5-3, you think they're going to lose. No, I know.
You would think, you know, Trey Turner had 2 home runs, NOLA had 12 Ks, was almost no-hitter, and then he leaves and they're only up 2.
And you're waiting for the game to totally fall apart.
Right, yeah. At that point, it felt like they were going to, but they did answer.
They answered. All right, there you go. All right, well, listen, and we'll get back to some phone calls here. We have somebody that spotted you this weekend, Elliot, as well.
Yeah.
But, OTAs, is it an open OTA this Thursday?
It is, yes. So I believe it's going to be on Thursday. We'll get a chance to watch them practice. I believe it's the last day of OTAs altogether. Like, after this, they're gone for the summer. So they get that good 7-week vacation. I don't know if Ike got that back in the day, but
No. It probably was a good thing that I didn't get it. Yeah.
More time.
Yeah, more time is not necessarily good.
But it'll be good to see him out there again, see who's there, if everyone's made it through OTAs healthy. That is one part of the OTAs I think has probably gone a little under-discussed, is none of these players. I mean, Maddox is, recovering from a broken foot, but he'll be fine. That's not like a muscle injury or anything. They don't have any player that as of right now is, projected to miss the start of training camp. And think of how many years we've spent off seasons, at the first day of training camp, it's who's practicing, who's not, and OTAs, where are you at with your recovery from whatever it may be. So they are, they were obviously an incredibly healthy team during the season, and that had a ton of benefits. But another benefit of this is they get the whole off season almost completely healthy. And so for preparing for next year, that's a big thing too.
Yeah, now you just got to get through training camp.
Oh, don't worry. They know how to get through training camp without injuries. They'll, those 58-minute practices, make sure you're good
less,
to go.
Less likely.
Yes.
For sure. So you saw him last week. I know you gave Jalen an A-minus. He didn't get a full A. Why did you?
Well, he missed a deep pass to Quez, which was disappointing. But it's okay. I mean, it was just practice. He was 7-for-11 last week. I do think what stands out about Jalen for sure now when you're down there is he's always had control of, like when you're in a room with Jalen, he's having a press conference, you can tell he has control of the room. And he has that type of personality. But I don't know if maybe just because he has the contract now, it stands out more. But you can really tell how much he is in control of this team right now, both in how he runs the offense, the decisions he makes with the ball. The passing was very good in the practice I saw besides that one miss. But just little things, the missed pass to Quez. I thought he looked like he overthrew Quez. Afterwards, he goes up to Quez. They talk. They're talking about what happened. Then he goes to Brian Johnson, who's on the sideline, the new offensive coordinator, and they're talking about that play. So it just, you can really tell he is very much comfortable and in control with his role on the team right now.
Jeremy Fowler, talking on one of the ESPN shows, was talking about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and kind of what they think he can develop into, and they're expecting a leap. Here's Jeremy Fowler.
Expect some designed, easier throws out of the backfield for Jalen Hurts. They also expect that Hurts can make another major jump. He's done it every year. They believe he can be one of those elite precision-type pocket passers.
Major jump, elite precision-type pocket passer. Do you think that, A, that he can make a big jump this year, and B, do you see an elite precision-type pocket passer, Jalen Hurts?
I think he has it in him to be that. I think he was, in a lot of ways, that last year. One thing I thought he did an excellent job of last year is putting the ball in exactly where it needed to be for the player to get yards after the catch and not make the catch difficult. I also think when you're talking about being an elite precision passer from the pocket, you're talking about taking care of the ball too. If you look at the amount of turnover-worthy plays that Jalen had over the last 2 years, he's at the top of the NFL in taking care of the ball, both A, in the fact that he doesn't have a ton of interceptions, but also just even plays that could be intercepted. Last year, in 18 games, he had 12 plays that Pro Football Focus ranked as turnover-worthy, right? Josh Allen had 33. So when it comes to just being a – he doesn't throw it as much, so that's part of it. But I think from the pocket, he is very good at decision-making and accuracy. Where I do think he could probably improve a little bit is just he has to throw it more. Like just different types of throws, throwing it 35 times a game as opposed to, 27 or probably whatever he averaged last year. But I don't think from where he was last year to where he is now, he has clearly made a massive leap. I definitely think they can win with Jalen from the pocket.
Yeah, they showed it last year.
Yeah, they did. Are you expecting a jump, right? Like, I don't know how much room there is for a jump, being that he almost won the MVP last year, and if he didn't get hurt, maybe he does win the MVP, and they went to the Super Bowl. I don't know how much room there is. There's room for growth, for sure, as a passer. Overall game, I don't know how much room there is. And no one's talking about the other part of it, which is maybe he doesn't get better, and maybe there's a small step backwards just as a whole for the offense because they're playing tougher competition, they're playing better teams. And everybody is so perfectly positive on the Eagles right now, it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's definitely worrisome when you look at, too, what's happening with the other two teams that are coming off being in a championship. They're both off to slow starts. Now, the Union have rebounded, and the Phillies are maybe rebounding. But when you look at next year, I think there's a chance the Eagles could come out slow. But for Jalen specifically, last year at this time, you know, after talking about all the trade rumors with him, the discussion was, can he do it again? Can he take the team to the playoffs again? And clearly he did that in a major way. But at the time, what I felt was he was going to have to be even better to achieve the same results that he did the prior year to get to the playoffs. Because whenever there's a full year of tape out on you, you have to then adjust. You have to come up with a counterpunch. And that's on the coaching staff, but it's also on Jalen. So I think it's going to be really hard for Jalen to be as good as he was last year. There were no injuries around him. He did suffer an injury, but it was only two games, if I remember correctly. And he was excellent from the pocket. He was excellent running. They won, you know, 14-2 or whatever it was with him under center. So it's going to be really hard for Jalen to be as good last year, as good next year as he was last year. I think Jalen could improve, and the numbers could still be somewhat similar. I guess it'll really come down to how often they throw the ball. That'll be the big thing. Do we see a noticeable difference in how they run their offense? Is Jalen still doing all the RPO stuff? Are they still running it as much? Or are they going to throw it more with Jalen? But if they run the same type of offense, no, I think you'll see the same type of numbers from Jalen.
See, I think you're going to get better numbers, and I think it's going to be because he's going to be forced to put up better numbers. You know, they were fortunate with the competition. They got out to early leads at times, and they didn't have to necessarily keep their foot on the gas. Or he could have had better numbers last year if he had played against opponents that forced him to play all the way down to the wire every game.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, so I think he's going to get a little more of that this year just because of the schedule. And I'm excited to see it because I think his first chance to show us what he could do when playing that competition was the Super Bowl. Yeah. You're not going to get a bigger stage than the Super Bowl. You're not going to get better competition than Pat Mahomes that puts pressure on you as an offense to continue to score. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't relax when you're playing the Chiefs, the Bills, the Bengals, teams like that, because you know those teams can always come back. So it puts pressure on you as a player to where you can't waste drives. See, last year they played some teams. You could go through two or three drives where you didn't score.
Yeah, two or three quarters.
And it
or
didn't
two,
kill you.
Remember, they didn't even score in the first and third quarter for like the first eight games of the season.
And your defense could shut those guys down. Yep. That's where the defense it complemented the offense last year.
Yeah.
While I think the defense is going to be good this year, I don't think it's going to be as good as it was last year. And in part because of the competition they're going to face. They're going to face some of the best quarterbacks in the league week to week, which puts stress on your defense. We were good as a defense back when I played. We didn't look that great against Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Sure.
Right? Kurt Warner, greatest show on turf.
Probably the less talent on offense meant the better the defense looked.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, when you face that level of quarterback, your defense can be compromised. So now you as an offense, you have to be able to keep up. And that's what the Super Bowl – that's why I was so impressed with the Super Bowl, because Jalen, they got off to an early start. It slowed down in the second half, but when he needed to score late in that game, he was able to do it for two straight drives. I was more disappointed than Nick kicked the field goal on fourth and six instead of letting his offense go for it. Who knows what they would have done in that instant. And that's what A.J. Brown was talking about. So I think Jalen – will improve, and it'll be a good thing because he's going to be forced to do more. Almost liken it to, remember the playoff run LeBron went on the year they lost to the Warriors, but it might have been his first year without Kyrie. Mm-hmm. And he was hitting game-winning buzzers. He was scoring 40 points here and there. He never had to do that before because he had help around him. But when you left him by himself and he's going up against that type of competition, you brought out the scorer in LeBron James. So I say this to say the Eagles' defense will have tougher opponents, which is going to make the Eagles' offense have to constantly keep their foot on the gas.
Which they didn't have to do last year.
They didn't have to do it last year. And I think Jalen's numbers are going to be even better than they were last year.
And I also think that's the next step for Jalen. I'm sure we're going to talk about the Chris Sims list that has him number seven.
Yeah.
The reason he's number seven is not because of passing or, you know, dumb plays, losing games, any of those things. He's number seven because, and we can, you know, shout it out of Philly until people won't listen anymore. It is the fact that outside of Philly, he is viewed as being a product of the Eagles system and the roster and the opponents they played. Doesn't mean it's true. I don't think it's true. I think the number one reason they win is because of Jalen and how smart he is with the football. But
they're still skeptics out there.
Perception is out there.
Yeah. And the most of the games where he led comebacks, it was like 17-14. Right? The game against Carolina in 2021 where he had a game-winning drive. What was that game? 13-6 or something?
Yeah. Colts game,
right?
Cardinals
last
game.
Last year, the Colts game, the Cardinals game. And as good as he was in that Super Bowl, and he was, they lost. They lost that game. And he made a critical mistake in there. So if next year for that stretch where they have at, you know, Dallas, KC, Buffalo, San Francisco, at Dallas, at Seattle, that's going to be a chance for Jalen where he's not going to get by with a win with two total touchdowns, one pass. It's going to have to be four total touchdowns, five total touchdowns. It's going to have to be 14 fourth quarter points. And that's what will take him from where he is now at the seventh, right, on this list, to being in the undisputed top three where you can't even start the list without saying his name.
Yeah, and I think – To sort of validate what you're saying, looking back at last year, that was actually like a 4 or 5 game stretch where he didn't even throw a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Like
when Goddard was out.
Like you're not going to see that with Pat Mahomes or any of those other guys. I think the perception is, fair or unfair, is that those guys have to put the offense on their back and do what they do. Whereas Jalen doesn't necessarily have to go out and throw for 300 yards every week and three touchdowns. So it's almost like when you say he's a product of the offense and the system that he's in, it's a little unfair, but until you step outside that box to where you're putting everything on your back and the perception is he's carrying the team, I think people will always look at Jalen that way. They'll have respect for his winning mentality, the fact, all the intangibles, but when they're talking about those Joe Burrows and Pat Mahomes,
he's not considered that.
Until he has to be able to do it that way.
Well, and the quarterbacks that, you know, if we were to sit here and make a list of quarterbacks, we would probably all start with the same three names in some order: Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen.
Yeah.
I would take Hurts over Allen, but whatever. Burrow and Mahomes are on top two in that list for a couple reasons. A, Mahomes has won multiple Super Bowls, so point blank period. And he beat Buffalo in that game where he had to have a shootout. And he had to, I mean, But then Burrow has gone and beaten Patrick Mahomes multiple times. So that's what's next for Jalen. And it could end up working out poorly or it could working out for the better. Then next year, he's going to have multiple opportunities to do that. And then also
on a
in
big
the play.
Stage, yeah.
In a big stage. So that's why this year, I think, can he take a step forward? I think he can be the same player in some ways, but it's just going to have to be more of it. I don't think he has to improve as a passer. I don't think he has to be smarter with the ball. He just has to be more of it than it was
last year. I think you just answered the question of how he does it, how he plays in those games, in that stretch right there against the high-profile teams.
Yeah, but
now
he plays
in those games.
Because
I know that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And we got into a lot of numbers yesterday talking about this. This has nothing to do with numbers for me.
Right.
I mean, some of it's numbers, sure, but for the most part, at the end of the year, we're going to say, how did Jalen Hurts this year? How did he look this year? How did he evolve as a quarterback? Mm-hmm. And a big part of that is how many games you win, and how the offense looks against, and how many games they win in that stretch. They're 11-6, and we're saying, yeah, but they had that rough stretch, and they're coming off the Super Bowl. Nobody's going to be saying Jalen Hurts took a big jump this year.
So, but I think he has the winning part. They're like 22-5 in their last 27 games. To me, the difference now is there's no more if they lose to, you know, whenever they lose in the playoffs, or if they go to the Super Bowl and lose again, or if they lose to the Chiefs on Monday night. There's no more, well, he played great, so there's no criticism.
But how do you make a
big, that's done now.
How do you make a big jump if you go from they had 14 wins last year?
Yeah.
How do you go from that, and we all recognize it's a harder schedule. How many wins do you have this season again?
Well, I don't think a big jump is about wins for me. For me, it's going to be showing that he can win shootouts, showing that he can score 35 if the defense gives
up
33.
But if your team wins three less games than it did the year before, unless it's so clear that he has taken the next step as a passer, and maybe the defense isn't as good, and that's why they're not winning as many games.
And the schedule's way tougher.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess, like, I'm just wondering, unless you're winning as many games, the MVP vote is essentially determined by the best quarterback on the best team.
Yes.
Right? That's how Jalen Hurts was going to win it last year. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, mm-hmm. So unless they're winning 13 games again this year, 12 games this year, and they're the number one seed, I think it's going to be hard to match what they did
last
year.
But I think
they
do have them at 13-4.
Well, there you go.
I'm more at 12 or 11. But regardless, the reason I don't think he was going to get it last year, even if he didn't get hurt, was Mahomes is viewed as being the reason they win. I don't think nationally Hurts is viewed as the reason they win. I don't agree with it. But I think how they win is because when you look at the numbers, I think the biggest number for Jalen is the lack of turnovers. But that doesn't get you into SportsCenter top 10 plays, or that doesn't get you
into His numbers don't wow you.
His numbers don't wow you. Jack said it yesterday. I think it's true. I don't think he's a wow player. He makes wow plays.
Hold on, Jack said that?
I think he said that yesterday.
He did say that.
Yeah, he's not a wow player.
Such a hater.
But I agree. I think what makes Jalen special is how good he is at managing the game and how dynamic he can be.
You just called a guy a game manager.
But that's what Tom Brady was. There's a reason he's 22-5 in his last 27 games. He plays winning football.
And he's got a great roster.
Well, yeah, that helps. But and he plays for a great franchise. That's part of it too. But Mahomes does as well. I mean, Mahomes has the best head coach in NFL history. So, yes.
I actually think
better coach than Belichick.
I think he made a lot of well plays last year.
I don't know enough about him.
You're an idiot.
He's a bum.
I think he's made plenty of wow plays to say he's not a wow player.
But I'm not saying that as a negative. What I'm saying is Mahomes is viewed as putting the team on his back and making all types of plays, crazy throws and all these things.
And Jalen just goes out there and wins.
Yeah, and it's just as effective. He got to the Super Bowl. He only lost by 3 points. But what Jalen's leap is going to have to be next year is not where people talk about his play from the pocket or blah, blah, blah. It's going to be winning shootouts.
It's going to be prolific passing games, big
numbers.
Yeah,
being viewed as the reason they win.
Yep. Brian at Doylestown. Brian, go ahead. How are you?
Oh, God.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Brian? See Elliot this weekend?
Yeah. Ran into him at a wedding after party.
Yes.
Just wanted to call in. I told him I was calling in.
He did. A little worried about this. It was a fun time, though. It was good to see you.
All right. So where was the wedding after party? Was it at a venue or somebody's house?
No. I mean, it was at a bar in Philly, catered it, and we all just went into the bar after the wedding. And we saw him upstairs. And I just wanted to call in and say it was really cool to meet you. I know the guys, you know, appreciated their round of drinks.
They bought a round of drinks?
Come on now.
Yeah.
They came up and said they were a big fan of when I come on your show. So I said,
really?
That's shots right there. Yeah.
Nice. Were you
not, I don't care.
Was he rapping on the bar or anything like that? Was he drunk enough to where he was feeling himself? Or?
No. He was pretty with it.
Yeah, and it was a good, it was fun. It was a cool wedding after party, so appreciate you guys letting me crash it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Hold on, you crashed the wedding party?
Well, apparently I didn't crash it. It was upstairs at a bar, but that's where the official wedding after party was.
But you weren't a guest at the wedding
party? Correct,
yes. Okay.
Correct. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, you weren't at the wedding?
No, I was at the Union game.
All right.
Awesome.
Let me clarify. We didn't reserve the bar. I think the place they were planning to go, like, closed earlier than they thought it would be.
So you guys went there.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So we just went there, and Elliot happened to be there.
Oh, so Elliot happened to be out partying.
On his own,
All right.
Okay.
About 7 shots for people, you know.
Wow.
So, Brian, would you say it's your favorite hour of the week when Elliot joins our show, or is it just another good hour?
Well, I mean, it must be, because I said you're right. I'm going to call in. I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck in my brain.
All right.
But I listen to you guys all the time. I appreciate it. And I told Jack, you know, I had to call him with some actual question rather than, you know, just to say hi to Elliot. So I wanted to ask all three of you, you know, just generally how we feel about the defense and how it's going to compare to last year, mainly with like a whole new linebacking
core. So this is the first time, Brian, that I'm going to say it. I'm worried about the defense this year.
You are?
Well, not that they're going to be bottom 10. But last year,
bottom 10.
like average,
yeah.
Right? Like, all right. So Bradbury's a year older. He had a good year last year. Slay's a year older. He had a good year last year. You're unsure about your safeties, right? Like, can you do what you did last year, getting the
quarterback? I don't know if I want to see Reed Blankenship for 17 games.
I know Elliot's a big fan.
Well, and they lost Gannon. Well, I'm just saying, let's be real about
it. What's up, Bird Gang?
They have a new coordinator.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Don't start that.
It could not be fine. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's
you just said you think the defense might be bottom 10.
No, I said I
they
don't.
They lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Hargrave.
I don't think it's going to be bottom 10. Fletcher Cox, a year older, he's in his mid-30s. Brandon Graham's a year older. Mm-hmm. You're talking about guys that contributed to a lot of sacks last year, right?
Yeah.
Third in the history of the league.
Yeah. Right, like Hassan Reddick.
Aggressive defense.
Hassan Reddick's still in his prime, although you're advocating him holding out of training camp, I remember.
Hasn't been at OTAs from what I've seen.
Oh, no?
I didn't see him when I was down there.
Oh, God.
We'll see if he's there on Thursday.
Nick Sirianni's talking on
Thursday, I think.
Thursday, yeah. All right. 215-592-9. All I'm saying is that, last year, a defense was a huge strength of their team.
Agreed.
I don't know if you can rely on that with the schedule that they have.
I 100% agree with that. But this is also why when they gave up the points in the Super Bowl, I didn't think they were to blame for the loss. Because when you play great offenses, you're not going to give up 17 points. That's not what great defenses do. Do in today's NFL.
All right, coming up, Elliot mentioned the Chris Sims list. Well, he has an explanation, and we have the audio. We'll get to that.
Oh, he had to explain himself.
Your phone calls as well. Well, we were demanding an explanation yesterday.
Yeah, I got a list.
All right, and Elliot has a list. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. You go and getting a haircut, right? Like, I was getting my haircut before I went to Dr. Glatt, and I had to change the way I was getting my haircut. I had to change the way I was styling my hair, right? One time, even shaved my head close because I was frustrated with my balding and receding hair. And then I went to Dr. Glatt, and I got my hair back. I mean, it's really that simple. Dr. Glatt and his hair team can get you your hair back. And if you tried some products out there on the market, sprays and creams and foams, and it hasn't worked for you, it hasn't stopped the receding, it hasn't stopped the thinning, you should talk to Dr. Glatt because you really can get your hair loss. And my before and after pictures and others, many Marks and Reese listeners out there that have went to Dr. Glatt, call him right now. Call and speak to his hair team right now at 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000 or before and after pictures and a whole lot more is at his website, drglatt.com. DRGLAT.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Listen, I'm not a jerk. I know I've said things and I've questioned him. I root for him. I hope he's yelling at me right there. I hope he's going, yeah, eat that Sims. I'm number 7 now. But I think when you just start out with this guy right away, you just go, the ultimate gamer. The ultimate gamer. He really is. I think you could argue that he's the best leader in the NFL right now. I knew he was a good decision maker always. But I think when I, again, go through this, this is why going through it again is a great thing. Like, okay, I formulated a list. Now I can dive a little deeper into some little details and nuances of what separates these guys and what makes them special. And I think when I started to look at that, I just went, I mean, damn, does he ever make the wrong decision? You know, it's the right decision play after play after play. You know, is it the throw is perfect every time? No. Okay. There's still some work we got to do in that department for sure. But his eyes and the ball goes to the right place almost always.
That's Chris Sims explaining. Is that a Chris Sims podcast or whatever? Anyway.
Yeah, I thought that was fair.
But there's something about the way he says gamer and competitor that feels almost a little demeaning.
Here's what he said.
He's trying to find nice things to say about him.
No, what he's doing is he's still being honest. Because he says gamer, he says leader, and he talks about decision-making, how he almost always makes the right decision. Then he says throws, like he still has work to do there.
Yeah.
And he still doesn't totally buy into Jalen Hurts. When he looks at the other quarterbacks that he has ranked 1 through 4 in his list, he sees a dynamic arm. He sees the, like we were talking about before, the elite precision type pocket passer or just like a different skill set. He doesn't believe. He still is a skeptic when it comes to Jalen the thrower.
Well, I'm just asking a question here. Of the quarterbacks that are ranked in front of Jalen, which of those quarterbacks is his arm better than?
None of them.
Well, I mean, you could argue Lamar.
Lamar
is a rocket arm. But
Lamar's got a...
But are we including accuracy in an arm? Or are we just saying who can throw the ball? Yeah. Well, I think I think he's a better passer than Lamar, in my opinion.
I do too.
Right, so that would be the one. But I don't think he's a better passer. I was going to say than Herbert or Mahomes or
Trevor Lawrence.
So Trevor Lawrence is interesting. I think the majority of GMs would take Trevor Lawrence over Hurts. He was a number one pick. He went to a bad organization, and he got Doug, which is certainly part of it. He turned him around. He had more passing touchdowns, more passing yards. So I don't think—
Doesn't have the same help that Jalen
Doesn't have
has.
The same help. So I don't think putting Trevor ahead of him is an insult to Jalen. I think that's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. Before we all get ready to jump down Chris Sims' throat, like, what did he say that was so wrong there?
No, and the thing with Trevor Lawrence is I think the intangibles that we so often talk about with Jalen, he does not. I don't know if he has those type things, right? With Lawrence, I don't know.
I mean, we're not around him. He took a loser franchise and took him to the second round of the playoffs.
I'm not calling him a loser.
No, I know you're not. But
he did take a loser franchise to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Let's see this year. You know what I mean? Let's see this year. He's the best prospect to come out of college since Andrew Luck, I think.
Right.
I think he's a huge prospect to come out, but also, like, all right, now you have those expectations. We'll see. I think Trevor Lawrence is, I mean, would I take him over Jalen Hurts? Yeah, probably.
If there was a draft of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, where do you guys really think Jalen would go?
Ooh, good question.
Because Mahomes is going ahead of him.
Mahomes, Burrow.
Burrow. I still think Josh Allen does.
Sure. And
of course he does.
And Herbert, right, just on the raw potential and what he's done. Now, I have questions about Justin Herbert. Now, he needs to start winning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he doesn't have a bad roster there.
No, exactly. That's not a bad roster.
What would Justin Herbert look like if he was here?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think you guys really sell short the organization, the structure, the talent that's around. And it doesn't mean Jalen's a bad player. It just means he's in a great situation. He's not carrying some loser franchise on his back, and he has to do everything.
Well.
Seriously, there's some quarterbacks that get drafted to certain places, and it's just an uphill battle to try to get that team out of the doldrums. Chicago, who's never had a good quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, try being a quarterback that leads them to the promised land.
I mean, I think it's the best place for a quarterback to play in the NFL. That or Kansas City, strictly because of Andy Reid. But in terms of organizational support, the fact that they are an elite-run franchise, great weapons, a commitment to the offensive side of the ball. Commitment to winning, all those things. Now,
that stuff matters, man.
It matters a ton, and that's why I think when you're talking about redrafting quarterbacks, Jalen would be fairly whatever, that would be held against him. Teams would say, if I'm starting with Jalen, as opposed to putting Jalen into a situation, I don't think he'd be viewed the same way. But to defend Jalen a little, not that you guys are ripping him, but just I think it's important to say, he does come in and make the whole thing go. He is the quarterback.
True.
So he's smart with the ball. Like Chris Sims says, he doesn't make bad decisions, which is really important when you have so much talent around you. He's not constantly giving away possessions. He's not putting the defense.
Doesn't play hero ball.
Exactly. And those are all really important winning quality things in a quarterback. But to what you just brought up, Ike, in terms of an arm and in terms of highlight plays, those other guys probably do have more than Jalen. They don't have as many wins, but just on pure physical talent, you can definitely argue those guys are ahead of Jalen.
Plus, did we ever come to a consensus as to what the hell his criteria is for these quarterbacks?
No.
Most people put these lists together based on what the quarterbacks did the year before.
Yep.
That's where my knee-jerk reaction of, okay, Chris Sims is tripping. Because there's no way Jalen should be anything lower than the fourth best quarterback.
Or behind Lamar.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't have those guys up there like based on what they did last year. But part of me is thinking he's projecting what he expects them to do this year as well.
It's always seemed to me he's just doing it as who he thinks are the best. So Stafford's still 10. There's no way Stafford has been a top 10 quarterback last year.
No.
But if healthy, you can make an argument Stafford is still talented.
Sure.
So I think Chris Sims is just making it from a list of who he finds the most talented.
What he expects in 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking for the best selection of diamond engagement rings. No Philly sales tax. Safe, secure parking. Visit marks-jewelers.com for more info. OG Wade checks in.
This ought to be fun.
I wonder where he is,
What's up, Wade? How are you, buddy?
How y'all doing today, fellas? Let me do this here, man.
It's a rough day at Duke University, I can tell.
I don't know if I've ever disagreed with the four of you, and then you can throw the little dipstick in there, Chuck from Mount Airy, from yesterday. Tip fire!
To say that,
he would get rid of the tush push and all this other stuff, and he would rather Jalen just turn it around and hand it off to the running back and get that extra yard. But guess what you got to do, Chuck? You got to go back 5 yards to get a half a yard, idiot. Okay? And then you know how many teams would die to have a quarterback that could get you that half a yard off of that type of play? Because Baltimore had a chance to go to the playoffs last year and tried it. Didn't work. Patrick Mahomes got his knee dislocated trying it. Didn't work. Then y'all want to talk about some damn Jacksonville quarterback, Trevor Lawrence,
guy
who threw four damn interceptions in his playoff game. But y'all say he better than Jalen? He got better arm talent than – and then Patrick Mahomes, who throws no-look interceptions. But y'all wild about that. Well, I'm going to challenge all you punks to this here. I count up all of Jalen's wild plays and count up Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and all these other punks y'all putting in front of me. I damn sure you. I guarantee you Jalen got more wild plays than any of them.
Well,
do.
That was Jack, is that what, Jack is, and Elliott said.
Is that wild plays with his arm or his legs?
How many wins does he have against Herbert and Mahomes?
I'm saying with his arm.
Okay.
I'm going to go with his arm because, see, here's what y'all problem is. And Elliott, to say this here, talking about wins.
Yes.
We haven't lost a game yet with Jalen because of Jalen.
I mean, dude, that fumble was a big play.
We didn't. No, say what?
That fumble was a big play.
But he got it. He got you a touchdown on the next.
It doesn't matter that they recovered from it. He gave the team 7 points. It didn't cost less in the second quarter than it would have in the fourth. They lost by 3, and he fumbled away 7 points. That's a big play.
No, Elliot, you obviously don't know football, but I'm going to educate you a little bit.
All right, educate me.
When you're able to make up for a mistake that you prior made, okay, where you gave up points, and on the very next drive, in the first half of the football game, you get that back. So you up again. You go in 10 points up in the damn Super Bowl. Come on, man. Don't do
they would have been up 17. We can agree on one thing. He played well, and he also made a massive play in them losing that game. It's a fact.
We lost that game because our defense could not tackle Patrick Mahomes on the busted play. Well, basically, we got enough pressure on him. Hargrave did not tackle him when he had a shot at it. That's what sealed the game. I don't know.
So you think those plays were more impactful than a fumble that gave the Chiefs 7 points?
In the end, it was. Not when it happened, no. In the end, that's what cost us the game.
So where would you have?
We were able to get the ball back to Jalen. We've been down. Jacksonville had us down 14-0. Jalen came back. And
all right, calm down.
Okay, hold on, OG. So where would you have Jalen ranked?
I'm going to be honest with you, man, and I'm not playing. I'm taking Jalen would be ranked number one.
Bull.
And the reason why I say this, here's why I say this. I've watched the Kansas City Chiefs lose games because of Patrick Mahomes' mistakes.
Okay.
I cannot play.
But how many are you talking about? But here's the thing, though. You're saying, and Patrick Mahomes has played more games than Jalen. And while I can agree with you that he's made risky plays that have cost the Chiefs, how many of those plays have won games for the Chiefs? Pat Mahomes came back from two games in the playoffs where he was down double digits at home and came back to win. So, like, you can point out his risky plays, and sometimes they lead to turnovers, but they often lead to first downs, touchdowns, and wins. Because he's not known for losing games. He's known for winning games. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I say he's a great player also.
Okay.
But I'm saying to you is that with Jalen, I have never seen a player I'm 54. I've been watching football a long time. I've never seen a player be the reason make his O-line better, make his running backs better, make his defense better, make everybody better on that
special. You've never seen a player do that? Are you serious?
Never. Ever, okay. Never.
You don't think Tom Brady made
quarterback
everybody
has done
make
that.
His coaches better, make his coordinators better?
You don't think Mahomes makes the Chiefs roster better?
Make the fans louder?
Yep. Hold on. Check this out. Give me a quarterback that their franchise is running his college offense that he brought to his own team. All I'm saying for you guys to do, and I know it's hard for y'all to see it, but when you're looking at who does more for his team,
That's how you determine who the best player is.
Well, what's more? What is more? I don't know what that is. How do you quantify
that? Who do you think is asked more?
Yeah, who do you think is asked to do more? Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is asked to do more. Jalen Hurts does more. Here's what I'm saying to this. Patrick Mahomes can't get you a big first down with his legs.
You just said he did it in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl, kill us.
Calm down. Calm down. Let's not get emotional here. All I'm saying is this here. I'm in that Super Bowl to get Patrick Mahomes with the Eagles. Guess what happened? Remember that 3rd and 8? Remember that when they was the punting team was coming on the field, and then the referee blew the whistle and said, hey, that play didn't count. So they got that play over. Went to the next play. The next play got roughing the passer. They kicked the field goal, go to the Super Bowl.
All right, Wade.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, y'all guys
got
to open your
eyes. I got him
up,
in the top five.
All right, Wade.
And that's okay. I like that. I got him number one, damn it.
All right, there you go.
OG's back in his you know, his best state defending Hurts. It was when Hurts was really good and MVP and everything. It didn't hit the same.
No.
Chris Sims, he needed it. OG needed the Chris Sims list to come out.
I'll put him in front of Lamar, and I'll put him in front of Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he has better arm talent than Trevor Lawrence, though.
No.
But I think he's a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
I think the Josh Allen thing is interesting because Josh Allen does turn the ball over a lot.
I know, but I still, man, Josh Allen is still a damn good quarterback,
he is.
Man.
But they're so opposite in the way where Allen has just an arm that it might be the best arm
in
the NFL.
And he's reckless.
But he's extremely reckless.
Yep.
So you could say if he came here to Philly, we're just talking about they have to win shootout after shootout. Mm-hmm. I could see a world where Josh Allen put up, you know, in the 40s, like semi-frequently with all these.
So
could also see games where Josh Allen turns it over 3 times. That just doesn't happen with Jalen.
I agree. Josh Allen threw 2 more interceptions than Pat Mahomes.
I think he fumbled it a ton, though, too.
Okay, I'm just saying.
No, I know.
I'm just saying.
But he had some big interceptions late that cost the team. But, I mean
they still won 12, 13 games.
Yeah, I mean, we're really.
And he's got a ton of talent around him.
We're
too.
Talking about is he third, second, or third on the list. But the one thing with Jalen, and maybe it really does help him, because he doesn't have the arm talent like a Brett Favre who threw a lot of interceptions, or Josh Allen to where – it, like Chris Sims just said it right there, the decision making. He doesn't try to make the throws. Probably because he doesn't try to make those. He can't.
I mean, we know why he does it. It's because he's limited in certain things. Gunslingers throw the football. When you got arm talent the way these guys have arm talent, they throw the football. Mm-hmm. Like Brett Favre, I forget who he was cracking on, but he said, "Yeah, I'm never going to be a check down Charlie guy." Basically, I'm never going to be that guy. Yeah, well, I throw the ball down the field. I don't dump the ball off for 5 yards like Sam Bradford does.
Yep.
So when you have arm talent, that's what you do. Not to switch sports, but when you're limited in certain things, you play a more controlled, conservative game. When you have talent, like some players do, you got a deep bag you can dig into to go to your repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's best that you do know your limitations and play within those things. And it's not a negative because Jalen does it to the best of his ability. We act like Jalen wasn't evaluated by 32 coaches and GMs, and they thought there were some shortcomings there. Not that he couldn't play in the NFL, but there were some limitations to his game. He's improved on a lot of those things. But then there's also the fact that he's not being asked to go out every week and throw his team to victory every week. So the perception.
Like Josh Allen.
Yeah, the
like
perception. And Josh Allen runs just as much as Jalen.
He takes on more contact than Jalen
does,
that's for sure.
Well, I'm saying, who's the. They're both the leading rushers.
Yeah.
I mean, well.
Basically, yeah.
But,
no, but
I forgot about Miles last year. Miles had 1,200
yards. But let's be honest here. If the Eagles had to draft every quarterback in the NFL, where do you think they would put Jalen? If you said to Howie, you can give me a list of all the quarterbacks,
and you'll get them in those order. A choice?
Do you think they're putting Trevor Lawrence?
A year ago,
I don't think they're putting Lamar.
A year ago, they were interested in bringing Russell Wilson here. So
yeah,
like
I think they would have of those quarterbacks. All of them except Lamar, maybe, in front of Jalen.
Trevor would be the interesting one.
Yeah.
Trevor would be the interesting one.
I think people still think very highly of Trevor Lawrence
sure.
and his ceiling. You can't look at what he did with Urban Meyer and say, that's going to be him.
Right.
Like, wait till he gets even more talent around him. I mean, he was throwing the ball to Evan Ingram and Christian
Kirk.
Kirk.
And he had Urban Meyer as his head coach.
Yeah.
And that's it's a big deal.
Well, Corey in Columbus, Ohio probably doesn't have
the second biggest OG.
Yeah, he's probably not an Urban Meyer hater either.
But
good point. He loves Urban Meyer.
But to your point, he's easily a top five Jalen fan. Corey, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Man, OG just preached. So I'm going to do the benediction. All right?
I got Corey in my DMs arguing with me about Jalen Hurts.
I'm going to do the benediction. Listen, y'all sound foolish today. We doing this again? Like, come on. Like, y'all can have all. Hey, there's a lot of sexy people in the world. Y'all want all them sexy arms, but guess what? I don't need sexy to get what I need done. You know what I'm saying? As long as they get the job done, all I need. Y'all got, there's sexy people out here that can't
I'm looking at the three.
There's sexy people out here that don't work and all that. Listen, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, and I even put Joe Burrow in it. The only person you can make a legit argument better than Hurts is Mahomes. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's better than stop.
I feel like Joe Burrow, and I live in Ohio, so anybody can come to the debate table with me. I'm tired of people trying to act like Joe Burrow played with bums. The reason why the O-line is garbage in Cincinnati, because we got Jeff Stoutland. Put Jeff Stoutland in Cincinnati, they're going to be better. That's not my fault.
Yeah, but
Joe Burrow is a stud as a quarterback.
Who's accomplished more in their NFL careers? Burrow has accomplished more. Burrow was in the Super Bowl and was one game away in 2 years.
And also Corey and Ike, I'm sorry.
And went to a worse franchise.
I lived through that. Yes.
Yeah. Now, he does have talent. Corey is right. He does have good receivers and all those things. But Burrow has accomplished more than Jalen. And this is my other issue, too. You're like, you guys are ripping into Jalen. You're doing it again, blah, blah, blah. We can't get to the point where Jalen, where if he's not top three, then it's extremely disrespectful. We're all sitting here and saying he's probably in our top five or six.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, that's not disrespectful to him. He's done it for 1 year.
Because we're not saying he's number one.
Why is Jalen Hurts ranked above Aaron Rodgers?
All right, give us your quarterback list, Corey. Give us your quarterback list.
I got Mahomes 1, Hurts 2, Burrow 3, Allen 4. Y'all can throw whoever and somebody else. Y'all forgetting? Yeah, he might like to have fun, but Deshaun Watson gonna put some people on notice too.
I think he's done.
Joe Burrow can't beat the Browns. Joe Burrow can't beat the Browns. Like I said, I'm an Ohio guy. I know. Joe Burrow 1-7 versus the Browns. If Jalen Hurts, y'all gonna bring
what's Jalen's record against the Cowboys?
How's he 1-7 against the Browns?
That. Y'all bring that up.
He is. Wow.
The Browns way worse than the Cowboys. At least the Cowboys go to the playoffs. So all I'm saying is,
Browns were just in the playoffs.
Top two. I don't care. Y'all can say whatever y'all want. Y'all got the sexy numbers and all y'all want. I take wins. My guy took me to the Super Bowl. And something else with Patrick Mahomes, I'm gonna put out there. Patrick Mahomes played with Tyreek Hill. Y'all act like Tyreek Hill wasn't on the team for the first 4 years. Like he was just.
What about last year?
I agree with that.
What about last year?
This is seven years. Let Jalen see what he's doing 7 years.
Listen, Jalen's fine. It seems like you and OG are the only ones upset that he's not number one. Like, ain't nobody in their right damn mind thinks he's better than Pat Mahomes. Not even the Eagles do.
Well,
whether they would say it publicly or not.
Right, right.
Like, you guys are the one that's upset about that. I'm not upset that he's not better than Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks probably ever.
Yep.
Also,
and he's only in his seventh year.
I think it was smart the way the Eagles built his contract, but they're also telling you with this contract, they know they need to put a lot of talent around him because they pushed all that money into year five, and they'll basically figure that out in year
five. Yeah, when they
need
it.
But the first 4 years, and this is why I like the contract, it's basically like not having a franchise quarterback deal.
Yeah, it's team friendly.
Yeah, the highest one is $30 million, and that's in 4 years. The cap will probably go up $30 million, by the way.
Yep. All right. Well, Elliot.
Damn, Howie Roseman.
Your time,
asset in the NFL.
Your time, if you were drafting coaches, GMs,
yeah,
and players,
be the number one pick.
You would pick number
him or Andy.
Number one.
Him or Andy, yeah.
All right. There you go. Elliot, our time always goes too quickly.
Too fast.
Yeah.
Too fast.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll talk to you on Friday. All right. Coming up, a new report on James Harden and what might be happening with the Rockets. Ah, that's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.